KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 61. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Tuesday, August 21st. News sponsored by Ferguson Funeral Home, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust. Looking for sunshine and a warmer temperature today, high about 90 this afternoon. A new representative sworn in to serve on the Chickasha City Council. The story part of today's cool news.
Have you had a conversation with your family members about funeral arrangements? It's never too soon, but it can be too late. Decisions about services, caskets, cemeteries, and about 100 more things have to be done within a matter of hours when a person passes. And how about the financial aspect? Who and how will the funeral be paid for? This can be overwhelming, especially if the death is sudden or unexpected. Let us help you with the best gift you can give your family, a pre-arrangement with Ferguson Funeral Home. Call 224-1344 for an appointment.
There's a new face on the Chickasha City Council today, Oscar Nelson, taking the oath of office during last night's City Council meeting. The council approving the appointment made by Mayor Chris Mosley. Nelson to fill the remaining few months left on the Ward 3 term office following the resignation of Cody Turpin. The 42-year-old Nelson owns and operates a family sod farm. He said he wants to help the city get better.
There's some things that I'd like to see improved, and I would like to be a part of that and help the community.
Nelson holds a mechanical engineering degree from Oklahoma State. He worked at Tinker Air Force Base a few years before buying the sod farm from his father and uncle back in 2014. Nelson and his wife, Burgundy, have two girls, ages 5 and 9. They live in and are restoring an historic Chickasha home, the former home of longtime Chickasha teacher Mary Bailey, who was the daughter of the first district judge in Grady County. The City Council approved the transition of a sales tax rebate agreement from one developer to another last night. The panel approving a move to transfer the agreement from Steve LaForge to a Norman-based firm called Chickasha Development, LLC. The principal partner in the firm is Eric Flesky with Flesky Holding Company. The agreement will allow Chickasha Development to develop the area south of Grand Avenue between 4th and 9th Streets. The agreement will allow the firm to receive a portion of sales tax revenue from new businesses that locate within that area once improvements are made. City Manager John Noblet said there's no timetable on when any improvements might begin. The City Council also took action to end a lengthy lawsuit with the resident regarding an RV park. Curtis Hart with the Muscle Car Ranch has been battling with the city for years to try to establish an RV park at the ranch, the council giving the city manager approval to negotiate a settlement with Hart. More cool news coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
The issue regarding the overpayment of Grady County elected official salaries will be revisited in a special meeting of the County Excise Board this morning. The problem came to light a couple of weeks ago when officials said the elected official salaries had been miscalculated for several years. This past year alone, it was determined that each elected official received $20,000 more than they should have. Sheriff Jim Weir has been the most outspoken about the issue, saying elected officials don't set their own pay. The three-member excise board will meet at 8:30 this morning at the county courthouse. The 2018 Grady County Fair Princess hails from Verdon. Kylie Talent was the overall winner of the 11 contest at the Princess pageant last night. The sophomore gets a $500 cash prize, and she'll have a big presence at the fair this week. First runner-up was Addison Allred of Tuttle. Second runner-up was Caden Copeland of Amber. And third runner-up was Haley Coatney of Ninnakaw. Miss Congeniality was Presley Petrie of Ninnakaw. And Miss Photogenic was Tate Nesbitt of Tuttle. Now today for the Grady County Fair, exhibitors can be taking their items to the North Exhibit Building today. Pick up exhibitor numbers and tags at the extension office this morning or at the fairgrounds this afternoon. Tomorrow, commercial booths can begin setting up, and then the fair begins on Thursday. Checking energy prices. Crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $66.43 a barrel. London-based Brent crude up to $72.21. Natural gas was steady at $2.94 per million BTUs. Gold up to $1,200 and silver up to $14.81. Obituaries today include 82-year-old Jerry Dan Box of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at Ferguson Funeral Home. He was a member of the 1953 Chickasha State Basketball Championship team and an All-Stater back then. And in 2008 was named to the Chickasha High School Athletic Hall of Fame. Memorial contributions may be made to special young adults. And a graveside service for 70-year-old Sidney Jordan of Chickasha will be at 10:30 Thursday morning at Fairlawn Cemetery. He was a U.S. Air Force veteran. Arrangements with Ferguson Funeral Home and memorial contributions may be made to the Patriot Guard Riders. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine today and temperatures creeping up to around the 90-degree mark today. Right now, it's fair and 61. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Coming up on 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports. Next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, the USAO National Champion softball team recognized at last night's City Council meeting. Mayor Chris Mosley issuing a proclamation stating that Monday was USAO National Championship Day. USAO won the title back in May in Claremont, Florida, defeating Columbia University of Missouri 4-3. USAO winning all four games at the NAIA Softball World Series, and they won their last seven postseason games. The team finished the year with a 57-5 record. Coach Jaden Wallace said the team will be starting fall practice in about 10 days. The USAO women's basketball team has a new assistant coach, and she's the former member of the team. Dee Dee Eli played 2 years for USAO, averaging 14 points, 7 rebounds a game. She started 61 consecutive games. The Arlington, Texas native earned her undergraduate degree in business administration or business management this past spring, and she was named an NAIA All-American this past season, helping USAO to a 29-6 record. She was also a two-time first-team all-conference player for the Sooner Athletic Conference. And the women's basketball team has added another junior college transfer. Joy Morton, who played for Harford Community College in Maryland, has signed a letter of intent. She averaged 9 points and 7 rebounds in her 2 years there. Last year, Harford went undefeated in their region and had an overall record of 27-3 and had a berth in the National Junior College Athletic Association National Tournament. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Ferguson Funeral Home.